Oh, good evening, everyone. Happy Magga Buddha. Magga Punami. In Thailand, they call it Magga Puja. Puja is paying respect or homage. Magga, because it's the full moon of Magga, the month of Magga. So what's important about this full moon, you ask? Well, tradition has it that on the full moon of Magga, the Buddha taught what is now known as the Ovadapatimokkha. Ovadapatimokkha, it's sort of a summary of Buddhism. It's well known. And so the story behind it is there was, it's not much of a story, there was a group of monks who were meditating, and it may have been the fire ascetics, the fire worshipping ascetics in Rajgaha, because there were 1,250 of them, which coincides with the number of fire worshippers there were. And so they were meditating on their own, and one of them was practicing strenuously and became an arahat. And he realized that he had attained the goal. And so he went to see the Buddha, where the Buddha was sitting. But when he got to the Buddha, he looked and saw there was another monk coming. And he said, well, I'll wait until this monk sits down. And the other monk came and sat down. And the other monk came up and turned and saw another monk coming. And so he decided he wouldn't talk to the Buddha, he'd wait for the third monk to come. And so he sat down. The third monk came, and then a fourth monk came, and one by one all the monks came together until there was 1,250 monks sitting there, all who had just attained arahantship. And then the Buddha taught the Ovadapatimokkha. That's the tradition, that's what they say happened. But what we're going to look up here we'll look up the Pali. So it starts Kanti paramang tapo titika Nibbanang paramang vadanti buddha Nahi papajito parupaghati samanohoti parangvihetayanto Sabapapasa akaranang kusala saupasampada Sachitta pariyodappanang etang buddha nasasanang Anupavado anupaghato Patimokhe jasangvaro adhijitte matanyuta jabhatasming pantancha sayanasanam adhijitte ca ayogo etang buddhana sasanam. It's three verses, or three stanzas. And it's in the Digha Nikaya, it's also in the Dhammapada. It's one of those really well-condensed summaries of the Buddha's teaching. We always summarize it with the second verse, sabba papasa akaranang kusala sopa sampada sa citta priyodapanang Etang Buddhanasasanam. So this is the Buddhanasasanam, the teaching of the Buddhas, plural. All Buddhas teach sabbapapasa akaranam, not doing any evil, kusalasa upasampada, to be full of good, satyitta pariyodapanam, and the purification of one's own mind. So not doing evil, doing good and purifying one's mind. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas. I think in the Thai version that verse is the first of the three. I can't remember though. Anyway, so the first, it starts Kanti Paramang Tapo Titika, which is also a very important teaching. Patience is the highest form of austerity. It's in the time of the Buddha, ascetics were big into torturing themselves. So they said those kind of torture are not really useful. What's the best kind of torture? The highest form of asceticism? Patience. You know, bearing with not only unpleasant feelings, but also pleasant feelings. So not reacting to desires, not reacting to appealing experiences, and not acting out in regards to unappealing experiences. Nibbānaṃ paramaṃ vadanti buddhā. Nibbāna is the highest. There's nothing in samsara that can compare to nibbāna, nirvana. Nahi papacito parupaghāti. One is not a mendicant. I don't know. Papajita is one who has left the home life. One has not properly left the home life who attacks others, who is violent towards others, mean towards others. Na samano hoti parang vihetayanto. One is not a recluse who vihetayanto. I can't remember. It's something like who attacks others or hurts others or scolds, abuses others. Anupavado, anupaghato, not scolding others. Anupavada means not speaking harshly towards others. Anupaghato means not acting harshly towards others or not hurting others. Patimokhe jasangvaro, being restrained by the patimokha, by a code of conduct, you could say. Matanyutta jabhatasming, knowing moderation in regards to food. Pantancha sayanasanang, having a secluded dwelling in seclusion. Adhichitte jayogo, being intent upon adhichitta. The higher citta mind, the higher mind. So this is meditation, meditative states, being fixed on it, focused on it. Etang buddhanasasanam. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas. So Magabuddha is normally in Thailand, not in Sri Lanka, I don't think. And I'm pretty sure they don't know about it in Sri Lanka. It's a very important holiday in Thailand, though, for Thai Buddhism. It's just an excuse to celebrate, I suppose, an excuse to meditate, an excuse to have some kind of religious activity. So, happy Magga Bhuja, everyone. So we also have a quote today. I don't think I'll go into it. Maybe I'll post the hangout if anyone has any questions they want to come on. Otherwise, I have a midterm in a couple of days on Buddhism. We're studying Mahayana Buddhism. So I have to prepare for that as well. But here's the hangout link if anyone wants to come on and ask a question. I don't even know if I have sound. Let me see here.
Hello, Monte.
Oh, hey, Tom. Aren't you coming here today? Weren't you coming to? I'm confused.
April 4th.
Oh, okay.
That's like, why I'm not there yet.
We have like four Toms coming to meditate. This is quite bizarre. I think actually four Toms, not like four
the
Toms.
Chinese year of the Tom, of course.
Sorry?
I do have a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, I've been thinking, you mentioned last night, I believe it was, about you have the meditators there, you stick them in a room, so to speak, and they're meditating. And you've mentioned, I've heard you mention it any number of times about no more than 6 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period. So I'm curious, I noticed many things since I've been seriously meditating for a number of months, transformations, I would say. I'm curious about the possibility that you can actually replace sleep with meditation. Is that something that's ever done by serious meditators, where you're really not doing much actual sleep but meditating instead?
Oh yeah, it's quite common.
Okay.
It's in the text you also hear about this. There are monks who would not sleep for months. We've got the first story of the Dhammapada. Chakupala spent 3 months not lying down.
With no ill effect.
He lost his eye. He lost his eyesight. He went blind. But it didn't have to do with not lying. Well, it wasn't exactly because he didn't lie down. There was some condition of the eyes, and he had to lie down in order to cure it, in order to get better. And he decided not to. When you don't sleep, one of the things that happens is you start to hallucinate, you start to lose some sense of balance. The effects, if you look on if you look on the internet, what happened to my voice? If you look on the internet, the effects of not sleeping are effects of not sleeping that they'll tell you about. I want just to say that none of those effects are necessarily deleterious or problematic. And that being said, once you really get into the meditation, if you get into the groove, you can sustain it for at least several days on little to no sleep. Most people can do that. To do it for months, I think you'd need to prepare. You'd have to leave society, because the mind is so caught up in so much information and stimuli that it just works too hard to be without sleep. But if you're living in the forest for some time, your mind starts to work, not have to work so hard. It becomes relaxed, habitually relaxed. And so you can spend your days without... without building up the need to sleep. without tiring yourself out. And then when you don't sleep, your mind is already calm. So the first night or two when you stop sleeping, you hallucinate. You'll see things in the floor, walking around. You'll feel dizzy. And you get that overtired feeling. But none of that is really all that deleterious. I mean, they'll say things like we repair our body's cells when we sleep. I don't know how that works or whether there's proof as to the need for it or whether you could show that through meditation you're doing some kind of cell rebuilding. I don't really understand that part of it, but I know it's been done and it is done. It is possible, very possible.
Well, if I just, sleep is important for me. And quite frankly, I got back into my meditation practice because I wanted to cure myself of insomnia, and that's pretty much taken care of now. But now when I wake up in the middle of the night, and I always meditate when I wake up in the middle of the night, I want to release the anxiety of the fear of not being able to go back to sleep. And if I understand that the meditation takes over for the sleep, then I was hoping for that answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of getting over insomnia, is saying, like I did this once, and besides, of course, I've done many days without sleep, but at one time, it wasn't even intentional. I had been on a flight from Thailand to Los Angeles, and then I got in the evening, and they gave me a coffee. Someone gave me a coffee to drink. I didn't even think about it. I just drank the coffee. And back then, I was less, quite less strict in the rules as well. And now I wouldn't really have coffee in the evening. But so I had this coffee, and then I realized, what am I doing drinking coffee in the evening? Because that was just what they were offering. But I ended up not being able to sleep at all. There was no way I was going to sleep because of the jet lag, the time change. And so I just lay in bed all night, being mindful, meditating. And when I got up in the morning, I really felt fine. I hadn't slept a wink that I remember. What I remember of that night is I was up all night. but because of being mindful, in the morning there was no ill effect.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, I absolutely, to some extent, you can replace. I don't want to say, because I know people are going to say, oh, no, science has evidence to the contrary, but whatever. I'm skeptical of such evidence, because such evidence is always taken from people who need sleep, because their minds are not focused. It'd be neat to do a study on meditators who are going without sleep, and to see the effects, and to see whether there was any difference from between them and people who weren't meditating. But, it doesn't take a genius to realize the difference when the mind is calm, when the mind is focused, when the mind is clear. Okay.
I have a question, Bhante.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we were reading today, because we were discussing over in Second Life, how the Buddhist enlightenment is distinguished from Arahant's enlightenment. And so we read Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation. And then I was thinking, in the teachings of the Buddha, it is often said that if you come and practice, you're going to see for yourself. And we were kind of getting on the topic of if there might be enlightened beings, and if it is still possible for beings to become enlightened while the Buddhasasana is still alive and in some place thriving even. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, it's not a matter of whether it's still possible. I mean, the teachings are there. These teachings are still here. The only way it wouldn't be possible is if there were either no teachings or no one practicing them. So if you practice them, the results are there. You also need people teaching them and guiding through them, because for many of us, the teachings themselves aren't enough to push you to practice them.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was my kind of the direction of my thought as well. If one visits where the teaching of the Buddha is live and there are good teachers, and I mean, I was just like, of course it's possible. It must be possible. So thanks.
Absolutely, the doors are not closed.
Wonderful.
Okay. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Bhante.